Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, no problem. Good morning, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I didn't realize that we were on the air. It didn't get my little cue up like I normally hear. And good morning. I'm Dr. Betsy Fletcher. I am your host for today on Blog Talk Radio, the Mother and Daughter Bonding Roundtable. Today is an exciting day. When I just look out and see the fall weather, I get excited. I love fall. I just love fall. Simply love the winters down in South Florida, you know, when everybody else is getting snow. But I tell you, you can just feel the Christmas crisp in the air of the fall. Fall and spring, my favorite times of the year. This morning I wanted to talk to you about a few things. We're here on the radio, excited, some excited things happening with mother and daughter. Got mothers and daughters that are calling. They're excited about their relationship and the wonderful things that are going on in their life. They want to give me the accolades, and I keep saying, no, give it to God, because, you know, without God, you can do none of this. And that's the first thing I want to say right now, is that I thank God for this opportunity, the opportunity to come each Saturday morning in good health, in a good mind, in a good space, to share the good news, how you can become the best at your mother and daughter relationship as you grow in your relationship with God, because you cannot do one without the other. Without God, then you cannot have the desires of your heart. And that brings us to our topic today. Our topic today is dealing with mothers and daughters discovering their dreams. Mothers and daughters discovering their dreams. What a wonderful, wonderful, exciting topic. And I'm hoping that you're blessed from it today. You know, this week has been an exciting week. It's been a lot of opportunities that has come to me this week, a lot of blessings, a lot of awarenesses of people, things, places. And we'll share a little bit of that today. And when we're talking about discovering your dreams, mothers and daughters discovering their dreams. As individuals are coming on this morning, I want to again say I'm Dr. Betsy Fletcher, and I am your host on Blog Talk Radio, Mothers and Daughters Bonding Roundtable. Excuse me this morning, my voice is a little scratchy. I'm probably just a little tired this morning, but it's good, because we're going to have a good time, an exciting time today. We have a mother and daughter. What is going on with mother and daughter? We are looking at the website. When you get a chance on Monday or the first of the week, I'd like you to write this down. Go to our website. No later than Tuesday. Let's just say Tuesday morning, just to make sure we have all the glitches and everything together. We have a new and exciting website. It's friendly. It allows us to receive your information. You can send us your stories. You can send us your mother and daughter pictures. You can send us information about your programs, workshops that you're doing, And we'll share those with other mothers and daughters as we send our newsletters around the world. So individuals will understand that you're part of the affiliation, you're part of the support group for mothers and daughters, and we will share your program with mothers and daughters around the world as we send out information. And that's an exciting thing. I know you guys can hear me talk about a mother and daughter website, and, you know, sometimes when you depend on other people, you don't always get it in a timely fashion, but then I always go back to the one thing, and that is that it's always on time because it's on according to God's time. I may think that it should happen at a certain time, but then God says it's another time. And those of you that know me know that that's the way I operate. Once I set it in motion in my mind and agree with God, then that's it, and I move on. So we have the website. I'm just tweaking it, and we're putting some additional information on it so that we can make it really easy for you to navigate and go on and share. You know, we even are going to have it have where you can send us videos. You can send us some videos and put them on our website. Even if you have some things that's on YouTube, you can send us the link, and we will put them on the website so that mothers and daughters can see you and your daughter. And later on, in the beginning of the year, we're going to have some things coming up where we're going to have a mother and daughter contest, the best mother and daughter video. So that's coming up, too, as well. And I'm just giving you some tidbits of some things that we're going to do that will make it exciting, that will bring mothers and daughters to it, and we have a mother and daughter social page, and that's going to give a lot of information that mothers can come on and actually see what daughters are thinking, and daughters can come on and actually see and hear, you know, what's in the head of their mothers and what mothers are thinking as they discuss topics among themselves. So, again, good morning, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. You can join us by going to www.blogtalkradio.com via the internet. You go to On Air, click on Air, and look for the Mother and Daughter Bonding Network. Or you can telephone us at 347-539-5078 to listen to the program, and click 1 if you want to join in on the conversation. Again, blogtalkradio.com. And the number is 347-539-5078. I have some interesting things that I want to talk to you about today. You know, I had some discoveries this week. And this morning I was talking to my daughter, and I had her laughing about some of them, you know, how things happen and how God would just kind of tap you and in a way to make you aware of things that are in your life or that is happening in your life. And that's how we came up with the topic this morning, mother and daughter discovering their dreams. Because I kept saying, okay, Lord, what are we going to talk about this week? You know, sometimes I've gotten to the point now where I said, okay, I'm not going to rush it. I'm just going to wait and see. Because sometimes I don't get the topic until like late on Friday night or early, 5 o'clock on Saturday morning. And I'm thinking, well, what is wrong with me? But then again, it's about timing. It's about waiting and listening. Because I've noticed as I go through the week, things happen, and then God teaches me lessons from those particular things, and then it ends up being a part of the discussion. So I'm kind of pre-living some of the things that we discuss either through clients, friends, or individuals that I share conversations with. And, of course, I'm not breaching any contract, any confidential information. It's just situations that we're talking about. Again, good morning to the new people that just came on. Welcome to the Mother and Daughter Bonding Roundtable at Blog Talk Radio. Our topic this morning is the mothers and daughters discovering their dreams. Let me get that out. Mothers and daughters discovering their dreams. Now, this is the interesting part. This past week, I Well, before I get to that part, let me do this for you. Let's look at what is a dream. Let's discuss that first, and then I'll lead you in to where we're going. What is a dream? Dreams are the desires of your heart. I think most of us will agree to that. Dreams are the desires of your heart. When you discover the desires of your heart, God will reveal your gifts and talents to you so that you can progress from your desires from within into your earthly experiences called life. Now keep in mind, dreams are not from the outside. It's nothing tangible that you can put your hands on. Dreams are part of your inner being, your conscious and subconscious mind, that superconscious mind. Everything that is godly is within you. The spirit, the soul, is housed within. All we see is the frame of a body of an individual. Only God can see the heart and the desires. We cannot see that. And I don't care how much we think we look at someone and we can size them up and say who they are, you can't do it. I know they say the eyes are the windows of the soul, and it is, but you can only see so much. And then that's governed according to your interpretation of what you think that you see. But are you seeing what you think that you see? Because only God can see your soul. I want you to keep that in mind, because that's what we use when we want to judge or we want to make an assessment. And I'm not talking about judging in a negative sense. We all judge in some way, and we always have to look at it. Am I judging? Anything that we say that is not good, it's negative, and so that means you're judging. And we all have to work on that. So, but that's just a little to let you know where I want you to go. I want you to go within your heart and your soul. I want you to feel your spirit inside of the pits of your belly. And know that's where we're coming from today. We're coming from that desire that is deep within your spirit. Only you know what it is in God. And only you can bring it out with God's help and live it on the earthly plane, which is called your life, to touch it and to feel it and to see it as it manifests into reality. The question that I have for you today, are you living your dream, mother? Are you living your dream, daughter? And I'm saying dream instead of dreams, because we first got to get through one dream in order to manifest many. We could put many dreams out. Let's just say we had a plate and we just line our dreams out, and they'll just be there. But you've got to be able to look at one dream and work on that one dream. Keep a tally or a roadmap how you accomplish that one dream, and then you go back and use that as the model to get your other dream. Don't try to do them all at one time, because that's the way that the enemy will confuse you. Just like when you have something happen into your life that is not good, then he would just pile more and more and more and more of the negative on there until you get so confused and you just want to throw up your hand and say, forget it. But if you work on one thing at a time, it will break and release all the others, because you have to know that you know, how did I complete that dream or that desire in my heart? Did I do it by myself, or did I do it with the help of God? And once you realize and you get that connection and you and God are working on your dreams and you're seeing it manifest, and you have to acknowledge it once you get it and you see it and you have it in your hand, it's tangible. It's not because of me that this is. It's because of God through me that this is. And in order to teach this, of course, you know, I experienced it. And that's why God placed it on my heart to share it with you today. And as Angie and I this morning were laughing about it, you know, it was funny in a way, but it's very serious. And I'll keep going, and then once we get into the conversation, I want you to get a piece of paper. If you're anywhere that you can get a piece of paper, I want you to get the piece of paper, get a pen. And I just want you to take a second or so, just a minute or so, and just write down that one dream or desire that you've had, the one that you think have gotten away. I'm too old now, so I can't do it. Or if I had more money, then I could do it. That's the one I want you to write down. Write down the one that you think right at this moment or you thought that got away from you. Put it on paper. Let your eyes look at it. Let your soul receive it. And that's the one we want to discuss today. Because I, too, had a dream. And that dream was to work with people. But it came from asking God to help me accomplish some of the dreams that I wanted to accomplish, and I would let him use me. And God agreed. And I went to school. As many of you know, I've told you I've been going to school now. I started in 1982, and I kept going. And I'm not telling you this because it's a bragging point. It is not. I'm telling you this because I decided I had a dream, and my dream was to become a psychologist. And I'd been out of school for 12 years. And I was working every day, but I was not living the desire in my heart, a desire that was placed in my heart as a child. I always knew I wanted to be a psychologist. And even when my daughter was little and I was going to school, I said to her, you know, I'm going to become a psychologist, but I'm not going to do the work of a psychologist. I'm going to do training and all these other things with my psychology. And then when I get in my 50s, I said, when I get in my mid-50s, I'm going to put my shingles out. And I said that for years. And, of course, I'm in my mid-50s. And what am I doing? Exactly what I spoke years and years ago. But in the meantime, I've asked myself that, are you really living your dream? Are you living the fulfillment of your dream? Are you just getting by, Bethy? What are you doing? And most people that know me now, my close friends and family, know that I don't have television. And people can't get up their minds wrapped around that. You don't have television. No, I don't. Well, you don't have to tell me. That's because it's my choice. I made a choice 2 years ago to turn the television off, not to have cable. Sure, I could do like most people. I could turn cable on and, you know, put it with the rest of my bills and juggle it around and make sure it gets paid. And it probably would get paid for a lot of other things because I simply like to watch television. I knew that was a weakness. I knew that would keep me from getting the fulfillment of my understanding of God's word in my life. And so I gave up television. And with that, I look back this week in 1997 when God asked me to write a book. And I said, God, I am not a writer. That's my daughter. She's the writer. That's my friend. She's the writer. My friend that just died a couple months ago. He was an excellent writer. But I never had confidence in my writing ability. Because I would always say, even though now I keep in mind, I went to a technical school. I went to a college, had a degree in psychology. I went to another college, got a master's in human resources and counseling. I went to another college and got a master's in community economic development. I went to another college and had a PhD. But in my heart and soul, I would tell people, I'm not a writer. Well, I got a whipping this past weekend. I was at a book signing at Barnes & Noble's. I'm at the book signing, and it says, Dr. Fletcher, we want you to start first. And the first thing that came out of my mouth, well, this room full of people. And I got up and said, you know, really I'm not a writer. Now, my other authors here, they are writers. But I am really not technically a writer. I'm a psychologist. I like dealing with people. I like helping them develop their minds, setting their goals, and looking within themselves and seeing what God has placed in their heart and soul and matching that with the desires of their heart, because your desires are going to be matched with your talents. I know all of this, but I got up and I said, I am not a writer. And listen to what, you know, in the magazine, I said, but I'm not a publisher. I was listening to Keith Moore, and he said, and this was on, I think last night. And he said, people had come to him, and they said, well, Brother Moore, what are we going to do about this? He said, I don't know. Well, Brother Moore, what are we going to do about this? I don't know. That happened about 10 times. And finally God spoke to him and said, you know what? If you keep saying you don't know, what are you going to get? I don't know. You want to get more of I don't know. Well, this morning, around 5-something, I'm still saying, Lord, what are we going to talk about? And he said, your book. See, I never really valued the book that God sent through me because I didn't think that I was a writer. I didn't think that was one of my talents that God had given me. So the book was written. It took me 5 years to publish it because I didn't think it had what I wanted it to have in it. God gave it to me. He made it simple. He made it plain. And then God gave me another book. The first book is Dream Recipe. And that's what he wanted me to share with you today. So somebody's going to be blessed extremely from this. And what I want to say to you as I wrote down this morning, I want to confess that I am a writer. The God in me and the words that God has given me to put in this book, I am a writer, and I will no longer say I am not a writer, and I will no longer disrespect the words that God has placed in my heart to put on a piece of paper to share with the world, because it's not about me. And then God placed another book in my heart, which is my second book, 70 times 7. I have the book. I have not done what I'm supposed to do with it. So I want to confess that I am a publisher of a magazine. And I publish the Mother and Daughter Bonding magazine. And I have one other confession. I am a designer. I am a designer that God has placed in my heart to design mother and daughter products, bath products, and bath apparels. I never looked at those things as a part of my talent because I was just doing. I thought, I'm just doing what the Lord placed on my heart. I'm just doing. But I often wondered why these things never really reached their fulfillment. And it didn't hit me until this morning because I didn't value them the way that God had placed them in my heart. So he wanted me to share that with you today. What are your dreams? How much have you put into your dreams? Are you just doing just enough? Look at that dream that you wrote on your piece of paper. Check your heart. Are you getting it done in a timely fashion? Or are you just not looking at it as the desire of your heart and that God has given you the talent to make it happen? Look at your dream. Search your heart. Because I know now, like I just said, I am an author of two books, Dream Recipe and 70x7, and I am the publisher of the Mother and Daughter magazine. And I often said, God, there has never been a Mother and Daughter magazine. Now, that should have been my clue. God gave it to me, the first Mother and Daughter Bonding Center, the first Mother and Daughter Bonding magazine, the first Mother and Daughter Bonding apparel, bath apparels and products. But I didn't value it the way that I should have. I thought I was, but it wasn't until 5 o'clock this morning that God placed on my heart. I got a little spanking all during the week. But 5 o'clock this morning, it came clear to me. Now you watch and see what God is going to do with these products. Because now I've acknowledged that's who I am. I am a writer. But back to the book signing at Barnes & Noble last week. I got up and said, oh, I'm not a writer, but, and I told them everything about the book. But people didn't get it because I really didn't read from the book. I didn't share the words that God had placed in my heart. I just dismissed it. So, of course, they didn't get it because I didn't give it the way that I should have. So today, I'm going to share just a couple things from Dream Recipe. I'll tell you a little bit about 70x7, and I'll share about Dream Recipe. 70x7 is a book that is about self-forgiveness. We forgive others, as we say, but we don't forgive ourselves because we want to constantly remind ourselves of all the bad things that have happened in our lives. Oh, we got a friend that will bring it right to you. The minute it comes up is a thought in your mind, and you see the picture of it, and then you got a little friend that says, yeah, you know that happened. You know they're not going to respect you because. You know you're not good enough, or you know you can't write. And when you entertain that, you get away from your talent. You get away from your gifts, the desires that God has placed in your heart, because you can't have your desires when you have doubt. And that's his job, is to make sure that you doubt. And once you have doubt, your dreams are set aside. So let's look at Dream Recipe. The first thing in this book, and believe it or not, the book feels different in my hand. I feel different because it's about my perception now. I feel worthy of this book. And I've had people tell me that they like the book. Dr. Fletcher, I put the book beside my bed and I read it and I go back to it and I refer to it. And I'm going, oh, wow, okay. But I never really got it the way that I should have. Three recipes. The first thing it says, and this is a God's word speaking through me, it's the simple things that confine the wise. And when you're looking at that, the purpose of the book is to teach you how to develop your unique dream cake. It is a different kind of book, and the reason that it's different is because it's all about your conscious and your subconscious and your superconscious mind. It has nothing to do with your outside being. It's about what's going on inside of you. So when you get the book, you have to read it from that perspective. This is not about anything that's outside of me. This is not about tangible. This is about the internal. This is about my spirit. This is about my mind. This is about my imagination. How much, how far can I imagine my dream until they burst out of me into reality? Your dream recipe is your personal recipe for your life. You decide its shape, size, and the flavor. As you mix your dream recipe, and if you spoon in the right ingredients, you come up with your own heart desires. You come up with a cake that is just right for you. Keep in mind, anyone out there that's ever baked a cake, it's just like baking the cake. The ingredients are ingredients that you create out of your subconscious mind. The oven is your life. You know, you're going to put it in there. You're going to bake it. It's all about your imagination. Just imagine that you are the master chef of your life. I can put in whatever I want as long as it agrees with the word of God. When I mix this up and I decide, okay, this is good, then I can stick it into my oven. But the best results when you're using this book to help you realize the results of your dream, you follow the following steps. You write down one dream. You don't want to do several. You just want to do one. And you concentrate on only one dream per recipe. So the dream that I asked you to write down today, that's the one you want to concentrate on. You want to meditate on your dream. You have to live it. You have to become like a child. You have to have that dream meditating in your mind day and night. You just can't think of something and it's just born overnight. Even a baby, you take it 9 months. And let's just use that as an example, mothers. You go 9 months carrying a child because you know that's the time. And somewhere after 9 months, everybody starts getting real restless because it's okay, I'm 9 months now. This baby should be born. I don't know what's going on, but it should be ready. And don't go 2 weeks past. Oh, come on. It's about timing. If we were to give 9 months to our dream, just that one dream, if you can do this, if you would just say today, I'm going to dedicate 9 months on birthing this baby, my dream, my desire. And you can't just say it and don't do it. You're going to have to meditate on it. You have to write down your thoughts and your feelings about your dream every day when you wake up in the morning. When you're thanking God, you thank God for that dream and that desire, and you see it manifesting. And when you go to bed at night, all during the day, you're thanking God. This is how you are feeding the baby of your desire. You've got to feed it. You've got to help it grow. You make a list of all the things that you accomplish in the Holy Spirit and transforming your dreams into reality. Keep a little list of all the things that you're doing. You know, First of all, you got to figure out what it is. What is the desire? It's the desire in according to the will of God. You write it down. You meditate on it day and night. You give thanks all through the day. You see it being as it's supposed to be, because you know now that it's not. That's your faith. And you feed it. You feed it every day for 9 months. I know I'm taking a little longer here today, but God has placed this on my heart, and I hope that you bear with me. As you prepare your dream recipe, take a few minutes to think about each ingredient and what it means to you personally. When I say ingredient, you have to really come up with, in this book I give you 10 ingredients that you can use as a sample to model yours by. You get a model. And it also gives you a 30-day work plan on that dream. And then you just simply repeat it the next 30 days and the next. But keep in mind, if you do it for 30 days, that's 9 days more than you need to do, because 21 days you can change your behavior. Anything you do consistently for 21 days will change the behavior. After mixing your dream recipe, you're going to partake of the dream cake each day. And for the icing, add a generous topping of affirmations. You want to keep saying it. You want your heart to say it. Even if you're working on your job, you can just stay there and praise the Lord and thank God for that dream, and knowing in your heart and soul, nothing in the universe, nothing can stop it but you. In order to bring each of your dreams into reality, you must reach within. And I'm going to tell you this, I'm going to hit on this slightly, I'm not going to go into it, but get the book, read it. I think, I know it's worth it. When my faith falters, you know, when you have a, when your faith just get a little weak, what do I do? It tells you here. And then, everyone that knows me knows I am big on the power of the word. And then I'm going to end with this, and I'm going to open it up. The power of God's word. 1 John 1, it states, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Everything, if you're not living your dream, if your desires are somewhere sitting in the archives of your mind, don't beat yourself up. Today's the day. Today's the day of new beginnings. As we've all probably heard, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Go in, take it off the shelf, dust it off, look at it. Don't look at who you are at this moment. Don't look at your education. Don't look at, I don't know if I can do it, because what? You can do all things within Christ. You can do all things. Just hold on to that and have faith, because you unto yourself can do nothing. When you get that, then you know that if you have faith in God, you can do anything that's in your heart and in your soul. You can make it happen, because God will work it through you. He will give you the talent to do it. He will bring the people in your life that will connect you to the next person. You could just be at the right place at the right time. It's when you make a decision that I'm going to take this desire and I'm going to make it happen. Don't leave here with your baby not being born. Don't leave here going back, going to God and saying, you know, I could have, but my husband, my friend, my cousin, whatever, because of them, I didn't get it done. No, that's not going to cut it. You have to recognize the words and the power that God has placed in you. You're responsible for it. You are sent here to develop that baby. You are here, and if you don't do it, then you have to answer for it. So take the desire off the shelf, dust it off, and watch your dreams become your reality. Make it happen. And know that God is with you. You don't have to do it alone. You can't do it alone. It's bigger than you. It is bigger than you. And as I say, today I take the position that I am a writer, I am an excellent writer, I am a publisher, and I am a designer. And, of course, God gave me the desires of my heart as he adds those things to me. And that was to become a psychologist. And I believe in my heart, I am the best that I can be at what I do. Thank you for listening, and I'm opening up the line. Good morning. 336.
Good morning. How are you, Dr. Betsy?
I am fine. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful, and I'm so excited about this topic. It is just marvelous. And, you know, you had shared with me this story before about, you know, the book signing and how you were saying you're not a writer and you're not a publisher, you know, and you, we laughed about that, but that's something that we all do. Mankind has a history of doing that, saying who we are and what we are, and not what God says we are, but we trying to determine who we are and what we can do. You know, that we see that throughout the Bible. You know, many people, most people actually, who God used for a certain task, they didn't think they had what it took to get the job done. And so we discount what God has given us. And it's so important that we understand that it's not for us to determine or to say who and what we are. That's not our job. We are to discover who and what we are based off of God's word, based off of the gifts that he has placed in us, based off of what he has graced us to do. That is how we learn. That's how we discover who we are and what we are to do. It's not a choice for us to make. Really, it is up to us to discover that through what the Lord has already planned for us. And we got to understand that, you know, it's not about what you think you can do, but God is looking for availability. He's looking for people who will say, you know, if you need me, Lord, send me. You know, that's what he's looking for. So we have to be available to the Lord. My pastor put it this way, that, you know, we give God our availability and he gives us the ability. So we keep that in mind. That's all we need. We will operate in the perfect plan that he has for us if we remember to be available and depend on him for the ability.
Thank you so very much. That is wonderful. I am so excited this morning. I tell you, I can just feel the spirit all over me. Because out of everything that happened during the week, God's the same. Look at you. It's not, you can't look at what happened on the outside. You have to look at what happened from the inside of you. And to deliver this morning, my whole spirit and my thoughts about myself has escalated in a way. And I would tell anyone, I have no problems with my self-esteem and you know, who I am, because I know who I am in Christ. So I've always walked and talked with confidence. But to get up and say what I said last Saturday at Barnes & Noble, I am not a writer for all those people. I didn't realize the way it went. But see, you see, that happened so that God could teach me a lesson. I always look at it. What? Why did that happen? Why did I do that, Lord? Because I had to teach you a lesson. Now I have a greater appreciation. I will now schedule book signings everywhere, all the bookstores, because now I can sell God's word to the people, not money-wise, put this book in their hands, and to give as many ways as I possibly can. Thank you for sharing that. It's a good perspective. Good morning, 919.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am good this morning. That was so beautifully said about being available for God. That is just so real and so true.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, you can't use if you're not available. You just can't.
That's
do
right.
It.
That's right.
I'm busy, God. You can imagine that. Well, I want you to do something. You say, no, I'm busy, God. It's like, okay, well, go on and see how far you can get without me.
That's right, because you can't get very far, that's for sure. You have to always go back. You're
going
to be glad to get back, too. You're going to go back and be glad to get back.
I know that's right. So what are your dreams and desires that you are looking at in your heart and soul?
Okay, my dreams. I was always dreaming to be a teacher, and I've accomplished that. A business owner, mm-hmm. I accomplished that. But the one dream that I have still not accomplished is to start a girls' school, a boarding mm-hmm. school for girls, girls that are rejected, girls that are kind of like what you talk about, girls that have been going through with their mothers, girls that have gone through in life that need somebody to mentor to them, that have problems staying in school, and go to school and things just don't work out for them, and they need somewhere where there's counseling, understanding, and someone who cares. And that's something God has placed on my heart, and I've wanted to do it for years. And I always get so caught up sometimes in other people's dreams, helping people with their other projects. And just about last summer, God asked me, I was helping some friends with some projects, and he asked me, what about your dream? Have you forgotten mm-hmm. about your own dream? And mm-hmm. so it was funny when mm-hmm. you brought it up that sometimes we get so caught up in others and, you know, other things that we forget about the things that God wants to do through us. So, yes, that was a beautiful topic.
And the thing of it is, too, is that you have to answer for that, because if God is placed on your heart and He definitely gave you the talent. My recollection is that, you know, you've worked with kids for years and years and years. You got more than enough experience and enough knowledge and counseling techniques under your belt to do this. Now, so he's showing you that you have what it takes to do this, but you have to do it. So with that dream, what I want to do, and it just came on my heart, just as you were talking, God placed on my heart, you know, we wanted to do a phone session where we could do mentoring to businesswomen, because we have the ambassadors, and the ambassadors are a group of businesswomen that we nurture in our center every Tuesday morning about their business. You know, my background for 17 years was going to public housing across the country, helping women in public housing start their own business, getting off of subsidized income, and getting higher education. So we've been, through God, very successful with that. A lot of businesses started. So entrepreneurship is very dear to my heart, and that's the piece that God gives me as, yeah, you can have this because you love this as you do this with me. Not that I love everything that I do, but I do love to see people start their business and to realize that they don't have to depend on the industry, that God is their provider, and that's the platform in which I take with that. So
okay.
I'm going to text you guys, and I think we should get on there, and Deborah, I think you should make some statements as to write down at least two things that you're going to do this week, two things to
okay.
start that business. But there's nothing but write the name of the business down, and the services you want to offer. And I'm going to start a Tuesday night mentoring program. And on Tuesday night, around 7 or 7.30, I'm going to say 7 o'clock, anybody that wants to, I'm going to email everybody. We're going to talk just about what have you done this week. What have you done? Because sometimes we just need someone that can keep us boosted and motivated to get it done.
That's true.
And if you want to get this done, this is how we can put our heads together and you can do what God has asked you to do. Because sometimes we just need to have people to bounce it off of. Is that fair enough?
That's true. I think that's a great idea, Dr. Fred.
All right. Well, you write it down. We know what you want. You want to go to school. And I have some information that can get you certified. You know, we put all of our knowledge together. Everybody come to the table. And anything that you need, you're going to get. And I can help you get those things. And everybody else that's on that line, they have a piece that they can put on the table for you, too. And then there's no excuse. We want to see this manifest in the reality.
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
gonna
ma'am.
Happen. All
okay.
Right. All right. I'm excited. All right. Anybody else out there? Let's see. Thank you. Good morning, 347. How you doing?
Oh, good morning. How you doing this morning? I'm enjoying
I
this session.
Great. How you doing?
I'm enjoying it. I really enjoy discovering your dreams, and that is so important because so many people live their whole life and don't and didn't even discover or didn't even recognize what their dreams are. And right now, that's what I'm doing in my life. I'm living my dream. I decided to go back to school, and I'll be getting my bachelor's degree. And then I always wanted to go to law school, and I finally went and I checked out a law school. The tuition was so high, I got discouraged and everything. But God brought some people into my life, two people to show me they got grants and they got loans and people will help you when you're trying to fulfill your dreams. And I was just so happy. I was like, what? People will give me money to go to school? And I was like, wow. Whether I become a lawyer or not, my dream always was to go to law school. And I'm just going to put one feet forward, get the bachelor, pass the LSA test, and get into a law school and just put it in God's hands and see what happens. But when I was listening to you today, Dr. Bestie, and I had asked you, I had said about your books, I said, I want your books, and I wanted to read them. And now that you have the website, you said, and I hope there'd be a way that we can go on the website, buy the book, go on the website, buy the magazine, go on the website, and buy your products for mothers and daughters. Because I know I'm not the only one interested and wants it and want to be a part of it and needs it. And sometimes you need book 7x7 about forgiveness. Wow, it took me a long time to forgive myself about a lot of things. And I just thank God for you, and I just praise God for you, and I thank you.
Well, I thank you. You know, I had the products and the books on there, but I didn't promote it. I didn't. You know, I'm kind of embarrassed to say this to you guys, but I always say we want to have an honest conversation. And if a shoe falls at my feet, then I have to just stick my feet in it. You know, that's it. You know, because I'm not perfect either. And that's what I like, and I'm always honest with my clients and my friends. I tell you, I'm not perfect. We are just here working together, looking at it, helping each other get to where we're supposed to be. And I facilitate, you facilitate. So I didn't do what I was supposed to do, but I can guarantee you, I went with this new website, and when I put it back on the first, you're going to see mother and daughter products everywhere, probably in your kitchen sink. Well, I know that you're coming down this weekend. I have the book, and I'm going to get you a book, and I'll have them ready. So you have it, and you did ask me for it, and I apologize for that. But I'm telling you, I don't know why I did not see the value, and people would tell me. I would go places to speak, and people would line up, because I think I thought I was probably being humble. You know, I don't want to, I never ever want to look as if it's about me, and that's always been the way that I operate, and even with my staff and the volunteers, when we have mother and daughter programs, I never sit up front. I'm always standing in the back of the room. I never go up front. They have to make me come up front because I want people to know it's not about me. It's about what God has asked me to do. And usually I'm at the back somewhere, standing at the corner and just holding it up in prayer that everything turns out okay. And then I don't rest until I don't even eat at an event until everything is done. And that's who I am. So when people stand in line and I'm saying, are they standing for me? Because it's just humbling to me that someone is going to stand and wait for me to sign a book. People will ask me, can you sign this magazine? I'm like, you want me to sign it? Because I thought it was being humbly, and God is saying, no, that's your talent, and I got it now. So I will proudly sign books and magazines and anything else that God has placed on my heart. With the mother and daughter bath products, the bathrobe, the young lady said to me, she said, well, Dr. Fletcher, we need to have a signature robe. And we need to have your signature. I said, my signature is for what? You know, there again, I don't want it to look like it's all about me. And I know my staff, if any of them are looking, and all the volunteers from the ambassadors, I know they are proud to hear me this morning because this is something they've been fighting with me about because they said, Dr. Fletcher, there is no mother and daughter without you. You know, I didn't want me to be out front, and then it was like, you have to brand yourself. So we spoke to the branding people, and they said, it's about you. So we want everybody to call you Dr. Bessie Fletcher. So when you introduce yourself, you must introduce yourself as Dr. Bessie Fletcher because that's the branding. You have to help us brand you. That was the hardest thing for me to do because it seemed like it was just like conceited. But I have gotten to the point now I can say, hello, I'm Dr. Bessie Fletcher, and it's becoming a little more comfortable for me. But, you know, I'm asking you guys to lift me up in prayer so that I can continue to grow because God is using me. And now that I look back, I probably hindered the organization more than helping it because I wanted God to be first, and God is saying to me, I'm always first. Everything you do is because of me. So you don't have to worry about what other people think. As long as you and I know the desires of your heart. And it was a revelation for me. So you will get the book. And, again, I apologize. You did ask me for it. And I just kind of put things aside when I don't want to do it. But I am proud now, and I am so excited that God has chosen me. I've always been excited that he chose me to do the mother and daughter bonding, but, now the whole complete picture is coming together. So I am not only proud that he chose me to open up the first mother and daughter bonding center and to publish the first mother and daughter bonding magazine, I'm also proud to be an author and to write down God's word because the dream recipe gives you 10 ingredients, and they are all from the Bible. Every one, he picked them, and he gave them to me. And these are the ones that I'm supposed to use. And let's see. I was going to tell you what they were here. I can get to them. Okay, here we go. You talk about spiritual laws and principles, and you talk about your faith and the substance of faith, and you're talking about love and peace. You know, when you mix all of these ingredients up, joy and harmony and possibilities and positive conversations and, you know, self-assurance and visualization and affirmations, when you mix all of these things together and you can cut them, shape them any way you want, it's going to come up with your personal ingredient. And then you're going to bake it, and then you're going to icing it with love and of above all things, prosperity, good health, even as your soul prospers. I thank you for listening today. God bless you. Write your dreams down. Don't let this pass you by. This is a reason that you're on this line, and you know it. Stop talking to yourself and stop talking to everyone else about what you cannot do. change the can't, but I can do all things through Christ. And know that when you say it, don't think about it. Just do it. Just do it. Because if you think too long, you're going to think wrong. Just say, God, I cast this on you and I count it done. You guys have a blessed weekend. I love you. Bye-bye.